Today's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Russ McCann, your host, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. I'm really excited about today's show. Stay tuned for the next hour and let us help you get on the path to permanent weight control and help you create a healthier, longer life. You know, about 3.5 years ago, I went on the journey with Dr. Anderson to create health in my own life and lost 75 pounds in about 18 weeks. And one of the keys to getting me started is something that Dr. A taught me, and that was it was not my fault. And guess what? It's not your fault either. And here's Dr. A talking a lot about why it is the way we are, that we just consume far more calories than we get rid of. And quite frankly, it is not our fault. Listen to Dr. A and look forward to having him on the show today.
Have you ever been on a diet? The fact is that over 80% of people on diets fail. Yeah, they lose weight, but then they put it back on again. Has it ever happened to you? If it has, you're not alone. But knowing that doesn't really help, does it? Here's a major point I want you to know. It's really not your fault. You were caught up in a pattern. The pattern was to lose weight, and then you put it back on. But there is great hope. You certainly can learn how to lose weight. Most programs can do that. But more than that, you can learn how to maintain that weight loss, regain health and vitality, and change that path you're on forever. If you've dieted and failed, if you've been unsuccessful at taking control of your health, there are solid scientific reasons for this. I'm here to explain why that happened. And I'm going to do that by telling you specifically what we can do together to achieve your health goals. You know, as a doctor, I was trained in the art of problem solving. I saw people come into the critical care unit I ran, needing help just to stay alive for one more day. I had everything I could possibly need to help them. I was well trained, had access to all the latest technology, all the newest medicines. I used all of these remarkable tools to try and save these people's lives. What I often saw was heartbreaking. A mother with heart disease who would never see her children grow up. A father in a diabetic coma who would never be able to provide for his family. And so many others whose lives had been dramatically altered by the ravages of nutritional pollution. With all my sophisticated medical training, I could see that trying to heal people when they came into intensive care was simply a problem-solving approach. We should have helped them create health well before any of these problems were on the horizon. Here we were, treating life-threatening conditions nobody should have had in the first place. Patching people up just to throw them back into the same unhealthy habits and to experience the same outcome. You know, it dawned on me that we were on the wrong track. I knew if we helped people early on, the ICU would be a place reserved exclusively for old people who were coming to the completion of their full, natural lives. With all our vaccinations, antibiotics, and leading-edge technology, human beings should be living to 100 years of age routinely. And more importantly, we should be able to contain sickness to the last few months of life. So why had these people let themselves get so unhealthy? Were they lazy? No. Were they stupid? No. The truth is, it was not their fault. Let me say that again. It was not their fault. They were trapped in the middle of a conflict between our bodies and our culture. Let me explain. 10,000 years ago, it was pretty hard for us to get enough to eat. Nobody had a problem with obesity, heart disease, or diabetes back then. We were too busy staying alive. we forage most of the day for our food. Some roots here, vegetables and berries there. It would take most of the daylight hours just to find enough to eat. When you found a whole bush full of ripe berries, you ate all of them right away, because you had no idea when or even if you'd find any more. Most of the time, our ancestors ate the small amounts they gathered all throughout the day. If you were fortunate enough to catch an animal, you and your clan ate the whole thing right there and then. Well, today when I hear someone say, I went to a party and suddenly I ate a whole bag of potato chips, or I was watching TV and I ate a whole pint of ice cream, well, of course you did. Your body was designed that way. When there's all that nutritional energy right in front of you, your 10,000-year-old biological program insists that you eat it all, especially when your conscious mind is distracted by watching TV or being at that party. Back 10,000 years ago, humans were using up all their energy just living. If they wanted to go somewhere, they had to walk, or run, or paddle a canoe. If they wanted to eat, they had to gouge out the roots, find the vegetables and fruits, or grind up the grasses and grains. Cooking meant carrying water and gathering wood and building a fire. Just getting the food back home took lots and lots of muscle power. So our body evolved to be extremely efficient in using energy. If it hadn't, none of us would have survived. To this day, our bodies fight to hold on to every calorie of energy we put in, because that's the way we're programmed, as if survival is still in question. Our bodies were designed to store and conserve enough fat and calories for those times when we couldn't find food, which was pretty often 10,000 years ago. Our energy storage system developed something to help us through those hard times. Over 40 billion adipose cells to provide a virtually unlimited storehouse of fat to keep us alive. Although small amounts of carbohydrates were stored in our liver and muscle tissue as glycogen, the ability to stockpile precious energy as fat was our most critical survival mechanism. We are here today because our ancestors' bodies store fat so well. Let's jump ahead 10,000 years to what happens when this perfect, biologically balanced creation, with its complex system of cells, organs, and tissues, designed to store and conserve energy, is plunked down in the 21st century. Getting food today takes almost no effort at all. You drive to the supermarket, you throw the packages into the cart, you roll it out to your car, and you drive home. Okay, maybe you have to carry your groceries in the house, but how much energy does all that take? How about hunting and gathering at your local fast food restaurant like McDonald's, Burger King, or Taco Bell? You pull up to the drive-thru and roll down the window. No, actually, you take your finger and simply toggle the switch. That takes about 2 calories. Shout into the speaker and place your order. Oh, I think that's about another 2 to 4 calories. Then you drive all the way through to the pickup window. Then you take your super-sized burger, super-sized fries, and super-sized drink and perform the heavy lifting as you place them on the seat next to you. Maybe that's 8 calories. Then in about 3 minutes or less, you consume it all. So let's do the math. 1,500 calories consumed and 12 calories of energy expenditure. You see anything wrong with this picture? Here's another important point. You don't have to have been around for even 20 years to know that serving sizes have gotten bigger and bigger. Marketplace portions are now as much as 8 times the standard serving size you see in the FDA dietary guidelines. 8 times. At Outback Steakhouse, they take a 70-calorie root vegetable full of vitamin C, antioxidants, and healthy phenols, and transform it into a 2,400-calorie, 134 grams of fat cardiac stress test called the Bloomin' Onion. And that's just your appetizer. Calories consumed versus calories used is really way out of whack in our world. It's dangerously out of whack. You see why it's not your fault? Today we're surrounded by food that's denser in calories and bigger in servings than anything imagined even 50 years ago. While our labor-saving devices allow us to conserve our energy at an unprecedented rate, no wonder over two-thirds of Americans take in more calories than they can ever use. It's not your fault you were born with a body that stores and conserves energy in a time of unparalleled plenty and physical ease. It's not your fault you're confronted by food that's more plentiful and more addictive than any food in history. Yet our day-to-day life puts us in a chair in front of a desk or on a couch in front of a TV. The math couldn't be more simple or more deadly. Consume more caloric energy than you use, and the excess must be stored as fat. Keep that up for years, for decades, and those extra pounds quickly lead to being overweight, which leads to becoming obese. And obesity inescapably becomes an insidious disease that leads directly to death way ahead of schedule. But where is medical technology focusing? Well, it's in sick care, and certainly not health care. And that's exactly where I used to be focused, on new technologies and life-saving breakthroughs in the operating rooms and in the ICU. Creating health is dramatically different than solving health problems. These developments are miraculous. We have the most advanced medical delivery system in the world to fight disease. But they cannot solve this problem. More importantly, they can't create health. What a waste of effort, of resources. Here's another important point. The food industry is not your friend. Between sodas, snacks, and even that slice of innocent-looking bread, the average American consumes 26 spoonfuls of refined sugar every single day. We know that physiologically, your bloodstream needs the equivalent of just one teaspoon of sugar to operate your entire bloodstream. Why does our food have so much sugar in it? Well, the answer is easy. Because the food companies want to produce food that sells. They really don't pay attention to whether it's healthy or good for us or not. They are not in the creating health business.
You're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Russ McCann. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about creating the habits of health in your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk on the Transformation Radio Network. We've been listening to Dr. A in a segment he did called It's Not Your Fault. Let's get back to it. Thanks, Dr. A.
You know, in the early 1980s, high fructose corn syrup replaced sugar in both Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola. Why? Well, because it's cheaper. Now soft drink companies could supersize their 8-ounce bottle to as much as 64 ounces and charge you the same price. That's a great value for you. Or is it? You see, sugar or sucrose can be metabolized by any cell in the body, while high fructose corn syrup can only be processed by your liver, and then it's turned directly into fat. Isn't it interesting that there's now a lively debate about using corn syrup as an energy source for our automobiles? You know, I don't remember any discussion before the food industry decided to use it on our bodies. Do we really care more about our cars than our health? The more calories we consume, the better it is for the economics of the food industry. The less we walk, the better it is for the automobile industry. And the pharmaceutical companies make their money creating blockbuster drugs for diseases that were caused simply by people consuming more calories than they could ever use. Have high cholesterol? Well, we've got a drug to sell you. In fact, the cholesterol-lowering drugs didn't exist 15 years ago, and now they're the number one selling drugs in the world. It's good for the economy. Have you checked the stock prices of these big pharma multinationals lately? Even the doctors who care about your health are given incentives by the HMOs and insurance companies to keep those office visits to less than 5 minutes. Just enough time to write a prescription or quickly preach to you that you should go on a diet or get some exercise. These doctors are caught up in the same system you didn't create. And that system isn't creating health for you. So it's not your fault that you got overweight living in this world of ours. You can get healthy in spite of it all, even if you've given up hope that you can ever lose weight. I know you want to be healthy and look good and feel good. All you're missing is the right plan that leads to creating health. If you could have health, would you take it? Yes, you would. You might think it's impossible, but maybe it is possible. It has been for people like you. I've seen thousands of people just like you that have reached and maintained a healthy weight. So what are we going to do about getting you healthy in this world we live in? Well, the first thing you might think is, uh-oh, another diet. You know, I've spent years researching every dietary regime to come along, from A to Z. I believe I've seen them all. And here's my medical and scientific conclusion. Diets, in and of themselves, do not work long term. You know, the statistics will tell you what you already know. 80% of all dieters gain the weight back. You've probably done it yourself. Day-to-day life, stress, not enough time, difficult to stick to. All of these things work against us losing and certainly maintaining our weight and our health. Not only that, the way most people get into dieting doesn't work to help create health. If you're only reacting to fear of health problems, you're going to revert back to your old habits in no time flat. Would you like to know what I've learned? Well, to lose weight, keep it off, to get healthy, and take control of your life, you have to do three things. The first one, you have to lower and then balance the calories you take in with the calories you use up. I think that's doable. I'm going to show you a simple and safe way to do this. The second thing, what I call baby steps, you want to change your daily habits to include more active living. In other words, more physical movement. And on our program, that's easier than you may think. And third, to have the first and the second step be so simple and so easy to do and so much fun and so rewarding that you can enjoy doing them for the rest of your life. That's it. That's what all my medical knowledge and all my experience and 100% of my focus is on. These three simple areas. The results we are creating are exciting. People are losing weight, getting healthy, living more active and vital lives, being true to themselves, and feeling more involved with their own lives. Now let's talk about willpower. You're probably thinking, uh-oh, Here's where the lecture about how you must have the strength of character to just say no to those big energy-dense portions and sweets comes in, right? By now you should know, creating health has nothing to do with character or willpower. Your 10,000-year-old metabolic design simply will not let go of its hard-earned energy-saving patterns, no matter how much willpower you have. Let's start our quest for optimal health by asking, what works? If we can focus on what works, we can then help you create health in your life. Luckily, you and I are not the only ones asking what works. There are scientific studies that reveal some very interesting and intriguing answers and breakthroughs. One of the most impressive is the ongoing study of Dr. James Hill and Dr. Rena Wing from the National Weight Control Registry. These researchers have gathered data from over 5,000 individuals who have lost at least 60 pounds and kept it off for at least 5 years. These people in the study are successful at sustaining their weight loss goals. Although these people use many different methods to lose their weight, they've had some specific core practices in common. Again and again, these practices have proven to be critical in successfully and safely maintaining a healthy weight. Let's take a look at what these practices are. First of these, people ate breakfast every single day. Sounds like a little thing, but it's really not. A lot of people skip breakfast for two reasons. It's inconvenient, and they think they're saving calories. Did you eat breakfast this morning? Are you hungry right now? That's the hunger that will do you in later in the day. So look, even if you don't do any of the other things I'm suggesting in the CD, eat breakfast every day and don't make it a donut. The second thing these successful people did was move their bodies. Not necessarily a formal fitness club. Very few of these people actually went to the gym. But they were more active throughout the normal course of their life than they ever were before. They walked places, you know, they took the stairs. They would go swimming or maybe even dancing. Their overall lifestyle is simply more active. The third thing these people did was get support. Someone to talk to and encourage them, whether it was a friend or their doctor or a health advisor or an organized program with group meetings. Support is so critical for those days you're wavering, you know, when the going gets tough, and that happens to everyone, even the most successful people. Sometimes we all need help, the right kind of help. Now, the last thing these folks all had in common was that they monitored their success. Some weighed themselves daily, and that's okay. Others just got a pair of tight-fitting jeans and put them on once a week to see if they still fit. I actually like this kind of checkup best. I'm a big believer in keeping track of your body and how you really feel, not some abstract number like pounds or inches. When I was younger, I never had a weight problem. All through college and medical school, it just wasn't a challenge for me. But then gradually, over the years working at the hospital, I started putting on weight without realizing it. Why? What did I wear every day to work? Hospital scrubs. Comfortable, loose-fitting, drawstring waist clothing that's been called the most comfortable attire known to mankind. Scrubs don't feel any different if you've gained a pound or three, or even more. Even 27 pounds more. I guarantee if I had to wear a suit to work every day, I would have never gained that weight. As a recent medical study showed, people who wore pants with expandable waistbands actually gained back significantly more weight than those who didn't. That's why I believe in tracking yourself with tight-fitting clothing. So now you're armed with some solid scientific knowledge. The National Weight Control Study goes far beyond theory. This long-term medical research proves precisely how real people in real time can and do lose weight and keep it off forever. Now you can focus on what's right, what works, what's proven, what's practical and powerful. So let's focus on your prescription for life. Here's where we go into the real nuts and bolts of our approach. I'm going to suggest you eat every 3 hours. Can you eat every 3 hours? If the answer is yes, I can help you lose weight. Here's the approach. We're going to start with something you can easily achieve and build on that. At every stage from here on, we're going to stick with what you know you can accomplish. You will never have to struggle to overcome anything or confront anything or fight with yourself on developing new habits. Instead, we're going to build on a strong foundation of one easy success, followed by another, and then another, and on and on. Look, if it's hard to do, you're not going to do it. If it's easy to do, you will. That's true of all of us. So what works is eating every 3 hours. If you eat that often, you're not going to get hungry. While that's obvious, scientifically, there's much more to it. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine reported that eating small portions frequently is good for your health in a number of important and even remarkable ways. The researchers divided people into two groups. Both ate the same exact food with the same exact number of calories. But one group ate their food divided into three meals a day. The other ate more often, you know, lots of little meals. Here's what happened. The group who ate the small meals throughout the day lost more weight. Not just because they were less hungry, although they were less hungry, but because their blood sugar didn't spike and then dip down lower than before, the way it does after a big meal. Their glycemic levels, the amount of sugar in their blood, remained steady, and their cravings for sweeter foods went down. And that's not all. After only 2 weeks, they found that the people who ate every 3 hours reduced their blood cholesterol by over 15% and their blood insulin by almost 28%. That's key. Besides regulating your blood sugar, insulin plays a pivotal role in fat metabolism. When your body produces less insulin, you're much less likely to convert dietary calories into body fat. Your body begins to work differently. You're no longer the fat factor you were. If it's easy to do, you'll do it. If it's hard, you won't. So we need to make sure it's easy. That's where we come in. We make sure you have small meals that are nutritionally well-balanced, just the right amount of carbohydrates and protein, and, of course, low in fat. And being portion-controlled, it allows you to safely lose weight while never feeling hungry. Okay, I know you're busy. You're active. You don't have time to sit down every 3 hours. Remember, our strategy is to make it easy to do. That's why our meals are portable. You can take them anywhere. They are convenient in any situation, and they taste great. So never again will you be in the jungle, hungry and busy, too busy to eat sensibly, and tempted to jump into that McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King. Instead, you have your own healthy fast food with you. You will manage your hunger and also the quality of food you eat. It will be even easier than running into one of those fast food joints because you have the food with you. That's the way you can begin safely losing weight and keep it off for the rest of your life. When those pounds and inches start coming off, you're going to feel great. You'll experience your body like it was young again, and you'll be more and more comfortable in your clothes. When you move, when you walk, you're going to feel alive. When that happens, when you're on that roll and feeling confident, then we'll add in some other things. Just as simple, just as easy to do, that we know from scientific studies will help keep that weight off and have you looking and feeling great forever. All these things will start happening for you naturally once we get you started. Now, you and I know you can eat every 3 hours. What you need to know is that we've made it easy for you to do it. It's said that a journey of a lifetime starts with that first step. The good news is others have taken this journey before you, and they're ready to serve as your guide. They know how you feel, the challenges you face, the patterns you may have experienced. They've been there, but now they're successful, and they know how you can succeed, too. This is Dr. Wayne Anderson. Thanks for listening, and I wish you the very best success.
You're listening to Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll help you get started on creating and maintaining a health of optimal health for the rest of your life. Stick around. We'll be right back.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald Sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit Sea, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Russ McCann. I'm your host. Make sure that you check out our website. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. Right on the front of the webpage, you'll see a link that says Dr. A's Health Quiz. And I would encourage you to click on Dr. A's Health Quiz, and it'll take you through a series of questions that you'll evaluate just how healthy you are. And what I'd like you to do when you get done with the quiz, take your score and email it to us right here at Habits of Health Talk Radio at health@hohtalk.com. That's health@hohtalk.com. And we will get you connected with a certified health coach that will put you on a path to permanent weight control and help you create a life of optimal health. And you can also reach us by telephone after the show, 401-388-0778. Hopefully you've enjoyed our recorded segment of Dr. A talking about it's not your fault. And the reason I played that is, like I said at the top of the show, 3.5 years ago when I started down this path of following Dr. A's Habits of Health system, one of the things that was pretty instrumental was that recording talking about the fact that it wasn't my fault and that my body was designed to store energy in the way of fat to make sure that I stayed alive. Followed by that, I spent 35 years in the restaurant industry and really connected with the fact that the food industry has been altering and tailoring foods to take away the nutrition and make us almost create habits of disease as we consume far more of these calorie-dense foods that are nutritionally lacking. And so those two things in combination connected with me personally, and I went down this path in about 18 weeks, lost 75 pounds. I've now lost 82 pounds total. I'm at a healthy body mass index, and my life, thanks to Dr. Anderson and the Habits of Health system, has never felt so great. And I'd like to share with you a little bit about how I started, and if I can offer up some suggestions to you to help you really start today on creating and going down this path to creating a healthier, longer life. And you may have tried every diet in the world. And quite frankly, we know diets don't work. 85% of people that go on a diet gain their weight back within 2 years. Dr. Anderson mentioned that. We've repeatedly mentioned that. Diets do not work. So stop dieting. You may be low on energy, really struggling to get up in the morning and get going through the day. And by the time you come home, you're wore out only to eat, go to bed, and start this vicious cycle again. You may struggle with sleep. Many of us that are overweight have sleep apnea, can't sleep at night, get up in the middle of the night. We often go to the refrigerator and consume more food, more calories. And again, it continues down our path of creating habits of disease. You may have gone to the doctor lately, and they check your blood pressure, and they determine whether or not you're diabetic. They look at your cholesterol. And at the end of that, the doctor says, you need to do these three things. You need to lose weight, which automatically takes us back to the thought of a diet. You need to exercise, which automatically takes us back to a spot of pain where we really don't like to exercise naturally. And last but not least, here's a medication to put you on to help reduce or greatly alter the symptoms that you're bringing to me as a doctor. And so the key is that while your blood pressure may be high, you may be struggling with cholesterol or have even reached a level of type 2 diabetes, did you know that your weight contributes in a very, very large way to these three components of disease? Cancer, the second leading cause of cancer in the United States is being overweight. Did you know that you actually can control, starting today, your health? You may be struggling to get around. You may have to be going to the store and buy larger and larger sizes. You may be ready to throw the scale out because it reached a number that you don't think is accurate. And all I can tell you today is that I really want you to think of this in terms of three simple questions. Will it work? Can I do it? And will you help me? And the answer to those questions are yes. The program that we've been talking about all morning is the Habits of Health Lifestyle System. The whole basis, the whole science behind the system has been around for about 30 years, researched by Johns Hopkins University. It's a program called the 5-in-1 Plan that helps you get to the initial healthy weight by helping you lose weight, eating 6 small meals a day that are full of nutrition, full of vitamins and minerals, the right amount of proteins and fats and carbs and sugars. And by eating every 3 hours, you're going to level out your blood sugars. And in leveling out your blood sugars, you will begin to create a healthier, longer life. You'll lose up to 2 to 5 pounds a week on this program. And while I lost 75 pounds in 18 weeks, I think on average that's about 3.3 pounds a week. You know, you just say 3.3 pounds, that's no big deal. But when you start stringing week after week after week of filling your body with the things that we need, it's an amazing process that you'll actually lose fat, hang on to muscle mass, really be able to be a lot more mobile, and realize probably for the first time, like I did, that you actually can create optimal health right before your very eyes. And we've talked in the previous shows about these 6 simple steps. Preparing for the journey, making sure you're ready to go. The first step is getting on the 5-in-1 plan and reaching a healthy weight. Once you reach a healthy weight, your coach will work with you to transition to a healthier way of eating. And beyond that, then you'll incorporate the habits of health, which are motion, habits of motion, habits of sleep, eating low glycemic, small portions more often throughout the rest of your life so that you're able to level out blood sugars and keep your body metabolism working at its most efficient. And then beyond that, you will optimize your health, become more physically fit, making sure that you're getting all the phytonutrients that you need for a healthier, longer life. And it's just that simple process. So what we're offering here at the Habits of Health Talk Radio program is really 3 major components. And those components are first the 5-in-1 plan. Let's lose weight. Let's get healthy. Beyond that, we'll incorporate Dr. A's Habits of Health system. And if you've had a chance to visit our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com, click on Dr. A's picture there. It'll take you to a link where you can actually purchase the Habits of Health system. It's a book and a workbook and a DVD that will take you through a whole process to create a healthier life. And then the third component that we're offering today is a free health coach, somebody that will actually work with you at helping you monitor and manage your 5-in-1 plan, teach you in the Habits of Health system where you need to be in order to create a healthier, longer life. And your health coach is a very, very large component of creating health in your life. We know that diets don't work. The difference between diets and really a lifestyle change is that diets focus on the body. They really don't focus on the mindset. What we're doing and our goal, this whole long-term process of creating the habits of health for a lifetime, is changing not only your physical body but your mindset in terms of how you look at food for energy. Today we consume far more calories than we get rid of, and that's where we accumulate fat. Over time, we're going to reduce your calories below your current expenditure level of energy, and that's where you're going to lose weight. And then when you finally get to a healthy weight, your coach will help you transition to a lifelong healthy eating plan, will help you develop an exercise program, an activity program that will help you balance calories in and calories out, and so that you can live this, what we call the Be Slim lifestyle. And Dr. A talked about it in the It's Not Your Fault segment of our program, where you're actually learning how to eat breakfast every day. You're incorporating exercise every day. You've surrounded yourself with a support system, whether it be at home or in group meetings or a health coach. You're eating 5 to 6 small meals a day that are low in fat, low in calorie. And every day you're developing a plan of what am I going to consume today? What am I going to do in the way of energy? And at the end of the day, you're going to monitor your results for a lifetime so that you maintain and really create a healthy life for the rest of your life. And I would just encourage you, if you have not had an opportunity to visit our website, that you actually do that. There is tons of information right there on the website. First off, make sure you get Dr. A's Habits of Health book. This is not about selling books. This is about helping you create a longer, healthier life. Make sure you take the health quiz and email us at optimalhealth@hohtalk. That's optimalhealth@hohtalk. And we will get you connected with a certified health coach that will help you create a healthier, longer life. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio program. I'm Russ McCann, your host. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll continue to talk about how to create a healthier, longer life. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
And you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Russ McCann. Dr. Wayne Anderson is out today, but we've had him on the show in a recording talking about It's Not Your Fault. And certainly it was an instrumental part of my program when I first started about 3.5 years ago, losing 75 pounds in about 18 weeks. And I remember that connection between the food industry, which I had been a part of for so long, and the fact that my natural body was designed to store fat, store energy to keep me alive. And we're going to get back to talking a little bit about this journey. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about how you can get started on the program and why you may be struggling currently with your health issues. And at the end of the day, I'd certainly like to have you get connected with us here at Habits of Health Talk Radio. And we will get you in touch with a certified health coach that will do a consultation with you and begin to help you map out a course, map out a path that will really move your life forward by first reaching a healthy weight and then incorporating the Habits of Health system that we've been talking about since December 8th of 2010 about how you can create the Habits of Health in your life. I have with us today a couple of good friends of mine. I've had them on the show before. Gary and Diana Bean from Aptos, California. And I asked them to be on the show a little bit to share with us in about 4 or 5 minutes a little bit about their personal story. You know, you hear about mine every week, and certainly Dr. A gets a chance to talk a little bit about where we are as a country. But I want to personalize it a little bit by having Gary and Diana on the show today, sharing their story of how they went down this path, started to get healthy, and what their life looks like today. Gary and Diana, are you out there?
We sure are, Russ.
We are, Russ.
Well, great. Thanks for being on the show today. Diana, why don't you go ahead and start and talk a little bit about how we first got connected, and then, you know, you and Gary can kind of share a little bit about your personal story in terms of how you individually lost weight and where you're going today as a health coach.
Well, thank you, Russ. I didn't know you before this program. So at an event, Gary and I were made a decision at a great festival event that we were going to get healthy. We just didn't know how. And you had a booth there, and you were sharing the habits of health, and we didn't even know it. So looked up to you and looked into the program. And I think one of the things that is really important that I find now is that my mindset was ready to make a change in our health. And it doesn't matter where you are or what party you have going on. Once you make a decision, you make it, you get started. And you shared a little bit about what you were doing, but not a whole lot. I went on the Internet, you know, searched for it, found it, signed up, got food coming, and I haven't looked back. It has been the most amazing program that I've ever been on. To date, I've lost 80 pounds. And I've never felt better. I celebrated my 50th birthday overweight and fat, and now I'm looking towards 53, so it's almost 3 years since we started the program, and it's been phenomenal, Russ. So thank you very much for being at the right place and extending the offer out to us.
Well, and for those of you that have not had a chance to visit our website, go to habitsofhealthtalk.com, click on the Photos tab, and you'll actually find Gary and Diana's before and after picture. Gary and Diana live in Aptos, California. Certainly the pictures of them, their before pictures were them on the beach. And, boy, what an amazing transformation the two of you have had. Gary, you know, you and I have known each other for quite a while. And, you know, we've kind of seen each other both grow and shrink a couple of times. Gary, share your story with us a little bit today.
Well, Russ, like Diana had said, we were at the local festival, and I was walking around just probably going to grab some candy or a corn dog, and I bumped into you in your booth, and I was just, I mean, I was in awe when I walked by and I saw you, because I hadn't seen you probably for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, and I mean, you just looked fabulous, so I had to stop and ask, and we got to visit for a while, and it was, you know, one of those things that, like Diana had said, that we were, our mindset before we came to the festival is after the festival, we were going to do something to change our life to get healthy. And we didn't know what we were going to do. We were probably going to fall back on one of the other diets or weight loss programs that we had done. And when I saw you, it was like, my God, I have never seen you look so good, so young and so healthy. And it didn't matter, you know, how you did it. I was interested to find out how you were doing it. And didn't matter what kind of food we were going to do or anything. I just said, God, I got to get my wife down here so you can meet her. And so you would share the program with her because she had done a lot of programs before. And I would, you know, I respect her opinion on it because I personally, you know, you give me the book and, you know, the directions and I'll do the program. But, I had lost weight with other programs and I had put it all back on and almost 3 years now. I feel awesome. I still, like this morning, I'm down here visiting my daughter in Southern California and went for my 5-6 mile walk and have a little workout room here in the apartment complex. So I was over there working out and it's a breath of fresh air. I can't thank you enough for sharing that, you know, almost 3 years ago.
Yuri, it's been a delight to watch the two of you melt away. And the two of you have become health coaches and helping a large number of people really change their orientation towards health. And, you know, I really believe that, you know, there I was at the right place at the right time to connect with the two of you. And my life's never going to be the same. That is for sure. Thank you so much for what you're doing and sharing Dr. Anderson's mission to get America healthy. We're going to live a lifetime together. And if anybody's listening to the program today, I can tell you that as you begin to get healthy and as you begin to share with others, there's just kind of a natural instinct to want to really be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And I know, Gary and Diana, you had a detail shop for a long period of time and really began to move your life forward by first getting healthy and then becoming health coaches and sharing your story. Thank you so much today. Janet, I've got you on hold there. I'm going to go ahead and open you up. Janet Schneider's with us also on the program. I've got a few minutes left. Janet, if you wouldn't mind just sharing your personal story, how you got on the program, a little bit about how many pounds you've lost over what period of time. Take it away, Janet.
Okay. Thank you, Russ. Thanks for asking me. I had a very dear friend, Dionne, who I was watching her. I'd see her every couple weeks, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, I could just see her weight just melting off of her. And I kept saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I was struggling because I was over 50, was going through menopause, and I just thought I was meant to be overweight because they say once you're over 50, you're never going to lose your weight again. And that's the way I felt. I felt hopeless, depressed, and she told me her mom, who was 10 years older than me, had lost weight, and I thought, well, if she could do it, I could do it. So I got started on the program, and then within 16 weeks, I lost 45 pounds, and in the first week, I felt no more pain, no more aches. I had more energy than I ever had, and my husband watched me run around the house, and he says, okay. He got on the program probably 8 weeks later, and together we lost 75 pounds, and we feel like newlyweds again.
Well, you know, and I had a chance to see both of you together, and I hadn't seen the two of you in a long time. And you guys just look absolutely great. And the biggest part that I saw was the fact that you had these huge smiles, and your life was just totally moving forward. And, you know, Dr. A talks a lot about organizing our life around the things that matter most. And it's really been fun to watch the two of you transform your life. And I know you've also become a health coach helping other people. Thank you so much for doing that. Janet, anything else you'd like to say before we end the show today?
Just that it has totally changed our life, like you said, Russ, and we have just been so happy and so excited. And people said we look younger, and like you said, we're happier because we don't feel depressed and feel overweight, and we just have more energy, and we want to share that with others. We just love how it's changed our lives, and we're wanting to help others change their lives and feel happy too.
Well, what's so exciting about what we're doing at Habits of Health Talk Radio and the Habits of Health system that Gary and Diana and Janet have been talking about, it's a whole system designed to help you change your life. It's not a system designed to just look at weight loss, although there's a weight loss component helping you first reach a healthy weight. But beyond that, it's about transforming your life for the rest of your life and really creating those daily choices, those daily habits to begin to move your life forward. Let us help you. Contact us at habitsofhealth.com. I want to thank my co-host, Dr. Anderson, for being with us today. Gary and Diana and Janet, thank you so much for sharing your testimony. As always, thank you, the listener, for tuning in. You make it an exciting program for me every week. Please join us next Wednesday for more insight as we create the habits of health in your life. Go out and make it a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit HabitsOfHealthTalk.com. That's HabitsOfHealthTalk.com.